How's it going, Randy?
What's happening?
Randy, can you just kind of speak generally to the topic of the week, just, you know, not having Tom the rest of the season?
Well, it's also, well, it's going to hurt. You know, it's actually easier said than done, the term just move forward. You know, it's hard to really say and hard to for us to really do when you're talking about a player and team leader such as Tom. But with all that said, we know the show must go on. So we know now that with him being gone for the season that, you know, a lot of players are going to have to step it up a notch, like try to go the extra notch or go the extra level, knowing that we have a guy like Tom and we're going to miss him. So that means just the everybody else is going to have their work cut out for him. It's going to have to give it a little bit more.
What did Coach Belichick tell you guys as a team when, you know, he announced that Tom was going to be out for the year? Was it a rally the troops type of a speech, or was it, what did he say?
I think it's just more on now, you know, it's just more of us coming together, knowing that the type of player that Tom is, that in a certain sense that now that we don't really have that much margin for error. So that means each week in and week out, we have to be homed in and making sure that we're on top of our games, players and coaches included. So, you know, he's not really shying away from it that, you know, Tom's hurt. He's making it known that he's hurt, and, you know, we're going to move forward and we're going to put 11 out there on the field, and hopefully with the way we practice each week that we have a good chance of winning. So, like I say, you know, we're going to miss Tom for this season, but at the same time we still have guys here that is collecting a check as part of this team, and we're going to put guys on the field to go out there and make it happen.
What's the comfort level and confidence level with Matt Cassel?
Well, there's really not a comfort level, because I haven't really had a chance to really work with Cassel or him work with the first team. I can't really say myself. I think it's more of him working with the first team, and I don't think that he's really experienced much of that. I think he's experienced much in the preseason, but as far as the regular season, you know, when the bullets are live and everything counts, I don't really think that he has experienced that. But I think that we've had a little time to work our timing and to get things our timing down, just for the fact that Tom didn't really play a lot of preseason, or he didn't play any. But, you know, like I said, we have our work cut out for us, and we know that. But, you know, that's what backups, second and third strings are for. Just in case the first goes down, then you have to have confidence that your second and third strings can go out there and do it. And I think, regardless of what you see and what you hear, I think that Coach Belichick and our organization and our team is behind Matt Cassel. And, you know, he's our quarterback now, and we're just going to go out there and try to make things happen. That's the best thing we could do.
Randy, were you impressed the way Cassel handled stuff last week?
I was actually, you know, happy the way our team responded, not just Cassel, because, you know, just with the magnitude of, it's like taking the helium out of the balloon, to where when Tom went down, everything got quiet. You know, guys were looking at each other on the sidelines with the deer in the headlight eyes, and, you know, you could just really see everybody was kind of like stuck in the moment, like, is this really happening? And I think that from a team standpoint and coach's standpoint, you know, we pulled together knowing that, you know, Tom did get hurt. He limped off the field. We didn't really know his status. So I think not just being impressed with Cassel's performance, I think just being impressed by, from a whole team performance, that we was able to overcome, you know, our leader being down, our leader getting hurt, and being able to come up with a victory.
Randy, you were in a somewhat similar situation in Minnesota when Dante Culpepper was a young quarterback. What kind of things did you do there? And maybe you can do here to help a young guy along.
Well, I'm always open to anything. I mean, time and time again, you know, the quarterback really makes all the calls. Well, the decision he makes the decision with the ball and where and how he distributes it. I think the way I can help out is just go out there and do my job. and doing my job may consist of, you know, doing things a little bit harder, a little bit quicker, a little bit faster. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, continue, or I'm not going to let, you know, something like this, you know, get me down, knowing that, you know, that we still have a lot of football to play or to be played. But, you know, I'm not going to really try to step up as far as going in there and trying to, you know, tell them how to do things, knowing Tom's gone. You know, the best thing I could do is just go out there and do my job. It's just to get open and catch the ball and score a touchdown. So that's what I'm going to continue to do, and I'm not going to let anything slow me down.
Randy, do you anticipate the offensive philosophy to change under Castle? Do you think it'll be more conservative, or are you going to kind of go with the same strategy you had when Tom was quarterback?
Well, I don't really know, you know, if this offense can be conservative, because we can hit you, we can score in many ways. If it's, you know, to run, play action, drop back, whatever it may be. So, I don't really know, you know, what our goal is. All I know is that we're going out here to try to win games. So, if that consists of, you know, changing the way we call plays, or if not changing, then that's what it's going to be. But for right now, we have a game plan. We're not slowing down. We're going to practice today, 4 days' work. And, you know, people's really not wanting to really adjust to what happened. But, you know, Tom is not coming back this year. You know, Matt Castle is our quarterback, and O'Connell's his backup, and Gutierrez is the third quarterback. So that's who we're going to war with. And, you know, we have guys on our team that needs to step up, and that's just where we are right now. So I don't think that we need to change, you know, our offense by any means. I think just guys just need to just step up and really go out there and play ball.
Randy, have you worked enough with Castle to tell us about his on-field game? What do you think his strengths are?
I don't really know. I don't really want to get into that, because I'm used to working with Tom. So you know, he has a great upside. I can't really answer your question to you know, to pinpoint it, to be exact, because really the only performance that I've seen has been in preseason. So, you know, then each week in preseason we was coming back looking at, you know, the things we've done right, the things we've done wrong, and we still left a lot of offense out there on the field. So, you know, Matt Castle has a great upside, and, you know, and it's up to us as far as his teammates and coaching staff to really keep him upbeat and to keep everything positive, because there are times during the season and during the games where there are negative plays, and, you know, teams do step up and make that run. So I think just by him being young, the biggest thing we can do is just to keep him upbeat and just keep his spirits high and go out there and make things happen. I don't think that, you know, Castle needs to do anything or we need to do anything. I think just everybody needs to just do their job, and my job is to score touchdowns and catch balls, and his to distribute that ball and make, you know, good decisions with it. So it's not just on myself. It's not just on Castle. It's on Coach Belichick. It's on his coaching staff and all the guys dressed in those uniforms. So we have, like I said before at the beginning, we have our work cut out for us, but I think we're up for the challenge. You know, it's early in the season to start all this speculating, so we're just going, you know, try each week to go out here and put 11 on the field and see if we can win the game.
And do you like the fact that a lot of people on the outside are kind of doubting you and saying, the Patriots are done for the year? Do you guys like that in the locker room?
Well, I think that's, you know, a good way to motivate. You know, guys get motivated differently, but I think that when you put it on the team as a whole, that we as a whole unit are not going to do anything, I think that's really something that can motivate us. When you start talking about individual play, then that's hard, but when you say that the New England Patriots team is really not going to be what they were supposed to be or what we're thinking they're going to be, then I think it's just, like you said, I think it is something that's going to motivate us to step up and go out there and try to make it happen.
Randy, have you gotten a chance to talk to Tom at all? What's his morale been like?
He's been still upbeat. You know, you expect the guy to really be, you know, down on himself. I think he was more down on Sunday. But just having a few conversations, a few text messages, you know, he's still positive, and that's what you can hope for in a guy like Tom. You know, unfortunately, you know, he is gone for the season with a knee injury. I don't know what happened to his knee, but I know it's a knee injury. But, you know, he's still the same old Tom Brady, and I think that's what a lot of people really don't understand, that, you know, a lot of time guys get hurt. You might not see them around the locker room for, you know, months at a time, but, you know, we've seen Tom today. I don't know how much longer we're going to see him, but he's here today, and, you know, uplifting and still keeping a positive attitude, and I think that goes a long way with not just him, but with the team also.
Randy, what was your initial reaction when you heard that the Jets had acquired Brett Favre?
I'm sorry?
What was your reaction when you had heard the Jets had acquired Brett Favre?
Oh, when the Jets got Brett Favre? I think my first initial reaction was, you know, we're back playing against each other in the division. I think that was the biggest thing. I don't really know too much about, you know, the Jets organization. I know a few about their a little bit about their players just by being here last year, but I don't really know too much about you know, the Jets organization and their philosophy. But just by him being there, I know that uplifted the city, put a smile on the organization's face. You know, luckily, unfortunately, you know, I'm a good friend of Chad Pennington's, and you know, the way it happened for him, it was bad, and I felt for him and his family. But just being able to, you know, have Favre, you know, back in the league and playing against each other twice a year, I always loved that meeting when we were back in the NFC North with the Vikings and the Packers. But now it's the Jets and the Patriots. It's still something that I'm going to love to see him out there throwing that ball. So I don't think I'm the only one happy that he came back. I think just as a football fan, you don't want to see, you know, a person leave the game knowing they have a lot of football to be played. So, you know, I'm actually happy that he came back.
Randy, what did you make of the fact that when he was at Green Bay, Brett kept pushing for the Packers to trade for you? He really wanted you there.
Well, I think that, you know, Brett has been long, been in the game long enough and been in that organization long enough that he knows what they were missing. And just with how things happened last year, I think they were probably missing one big play wide receiver, and they made it to the NFC Championship without that. So I think that Brett had, you know, more of a feel of what the organization needed to be able to make that Super Bowl run, and luckily that didn't happen. So I think that's where a little bit of frustration might have set in, you know, last season. But, you know, I was actually happy to be able to sign with the New England Patriots, you know, last season and be able to have a and then sign a 3-year here with them. I don't think that, you know, Green Bay was really what I was looking for. You know, I think that, you know, in all honesty, they were just really entertaining that just to keep Favre happy. But I think once everything happened and I signed with the Patriots, I think that, you know, Favre was probably wondering, you know, what happened. You know, with the Randy Moss deal. So, you know, things happen. This is a business. So I think that a lot of people has to look at it as a business and not, you know, just playing football. And I think when people look at it as a business, they can really look past the nonsense and really get down to the real business side of professional football.
With Brett in New York and Tom gone for the year, do you think the Jets are the team to beat?
I'm sorry, with what now?
With Brett in New York and Tom gone for the year, do you think now the Jets are the team to beat, or at least not equals to yours?
I don't really know. I think that the New England Patriots has won this division over the last couple years. So I think that the New England Patriots is still the team to beat. You know, like I said earlier, you know, we did have a big loss in Tom Brady, but we still have, you know, 10 other guys out on that field, you know, to go out there and make it happen. You know, Tom was a big, big, big component to executing and making our offense move. But, you know, now with him gone, we just have to find other ways to make that offense move. So, you know, like I said, we're still the team to beat in this division, and we'll see what happens.
Randy, how big a part of your re-signing with the Patriots had to do with Tom Brady being here?
It had a big factor, but you know, wasn't really the main factor. I think that with me being here and, you know, being able to get with a team that's really about team and really expresses team, and that's really all I've been about is being a team player, wanting to have team success. And I think that's what really played a key factor in me coming back here was, you know, the overall, you know, team concept, the locker room, and even in practice. So, you know, it wasn't just going out there and going, you know, 18-1 and having that Super Bowl appearance. I think with everything that we accomplished last year, you know, we had a lot of fun behind closed doors, if it was in the locker room or, you know, over guys' house watching film and stuff like that. So they understand what team and they understand what winning's about around here, and I can definitely appreciate that.
Even considering all that.
I want to thank Randy for taking the time and everyone for participating on the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks.